Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This morning, in his second surprising interview with Fox News in 2 days, President Trump's new attorney, Rudy Giuliani, tried to clarify what President Trump knew when about payments he made to his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Giuliani said the payments were made to reimburse Cohen for paying off the porn star Stormy Daniels right before the election to keep quiet about an affair. That conflicts with what President Trump has said, which is that he knew nothing about the $130,000 payment that Cohen made. Joining us now is Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut. Senator, welcome back to Here and Now.
Wonderful to be with you. Thanks so much.
And do you think it was a mistake that Giuliani said this last night, or is this a strategy?
From all we know, this disclosure was part of a strategy to minimize or reduce the negative impact of essentially the lies that the president's been telling. He has said he had no knowledge about these payments to the woman who allegedly he had an affair with, and the facts indicate now that he did, and he is essentially trying to get ahead of the story.
Well, if, as Giuliani and now President Trump say, no campaign funds were used, does that get the president off the hook for any campaign finance violations?
Not necessarily. In fact, if he used personal funds to advance his campaign, it could well be a violation of campaign finance laws if it was not reported. In-kind contributions have to be reported. And there are all kinds of other ways that this disclosure could implicate the president in criminal misconduct. The question is what the president knew and when did he know it about these payments to Michael Cohen and potentially others as well. And the best indicator or answer to those questions is likely in the records, documents and recordings that were seized from Michael Cohen in that April 9th raid on his home, his office, and hotel room by the FBI.
And when you say in-kind contributions, is there proof at this point? Do you think that this was a contribution to the campaign to keep the story quiet before the election?
No doubt federal authorities, whether from the federal prosecutor's office in the Southern District of New York or the special prosecutor's office, want to know the answer to that question. It seems to defy belief that the payment to Stormy Daniels was for any purpose other than to persuade her to be quiet at a critical time in the campaign about this affair or alleged affair. And it seems to defy belief that the president or whoever made those payments didn't understand and know that fact, which means it was a payment designed to advance his political campaign. Now, these kinds of claims, which have been widely made, have to be substantiated by fact. I say that as a former attorney general of the state of Connecticut, as well as a federal prosecutor. And the claims, though, have a lot of facts behind them.
Do you think that all of this is going to lead Trump to fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel?
Firing Robert Mueller, or Rod Rosenstein, for that matter, would be a spark that would literally light on fire the United States Congress. It would provoke a firestorm there and around the country.
Even among Republicans, you think?
Even among Republicans. I've talked to many, many of my Republican colleagues in the Senate, some in the House of Representatives, who believe the president would be crazy and suicidal. Those are the words they use to fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel. And all the more important that we advance the legislation, which I've helped to draft and advocate, protecting the special counsel against that kind of firing. This legislation was approved by the Judiciary Committee, where I sit, by a vote of 14-7, with four Republicans joining Democrats. But remember, as recently as yesterday, in one of his tweets, the president said, I may have to use the powers of the presidency to get involved and take action not an exact quote, that would thwart the investigation. And that is like a thunderclap, not just gathering storm clouds, but a shot across the bow of the special counsel. And we should act before he adds more tinder to this smoldering potential constitutional conflagration.
That's Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.